It's time to check in with Dr. Bobish at Alpine Cardiology, right in the heart of Northern Michigan, with the beautiful office there on East Mitchell Street. And Dr. Christine Bobish is on the line. Good morning, Dr. Bobish.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am feeling fine. My heart is beating today.
Well, is it beating regularly or irregularly?
Well, how often should I even get that checked? I don't know. It seems to be regular-ish.
Well, regular is what a normal heart would be doing.
How do we know, though? I mean, do we, you know, I'm 52, so should I get a heart checkup once in a while, or what should I do?
Hey, I'm 51. So we're right there together.
So how do we know? I mean, I don't know if my heart's beating irregular.
Well, if you take your pulse, and you can kind of, it goes bump, 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 that's regular rate.
Gotcha.
If it's doing anything other than that, you might be experiencing palpitations, or we can find an irregular beat, in which if you're taking your pulse, you can't find any pattern in the heartbeat. And that likely would be atrial fibrillation, which I want to talk about today.
Say that word again, or those words?
Atrial fibrillation, otherwise known as AFib.
All right. Do tell.
So, again, the irregular, often rapid heartbeat. You might notice just some palpitations or an irregular beating in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you might be experiencing some dizziness, sweating, sometimes chest pain or pressure. You could be feeling anxious or just short of breath. Maybe you are exercising and all of a sudden you're tiring more easily. Even people can present with a fainting or a syncopal episode. So are you having any of those?
No, and I've been holding my wrist the whole time, and it seems to be pretty regular.
That's the normal heartbeat. So the reason why AFib is important is because it can lead to other problems, such as stroke, heart failure, chronic fatigue, or sometimes surgery to correct it.
Now, just sitting here, it's just going gong, gong, gong. You know, I can just feel it. It's going boom, 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 boom on my pulse. But if I were to run around a little bit, it would just go faster, but it should still stay steady?
It should still stay steady.
Okay.
So a lot of times, I've had patients come in my office, and they swear they know exactly when they're in AFib and when they're not. That's usually not the case. Usually people are in atrial fibrillation, and they've never known. But the people that all of a sudden tire more easily with exercise, they're the ones that are very dependent on what's called the atrial kick. In other words, you know, you have pretty much two pumps held together. So you have the right and the left, but then you have top to bottom. And the atrium are on the top, and they, when they squeeze, contribute anywhere from 5 to maybe 15% of the heart volume before it squeezes in the ventricle, the bottom of the heart, to pump the blood through your body. So it doesn't take much for some people to notice a difference.
Is there any correlation, or does high blood pressure mix into the mix?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that, because you can see this in people who have high blood pressure, which is why we're telling them to manage the blood pressure. Sometimes we have underlying sleep apnea that predisposes us to get the atrial fibrillation. Treating things like hyperthyroidism or chronic lung disease is very important to help prevent the atrial fibrillation.
Yeah, I had Graves' disease, hyperthyroid.
Mm-hmm. So that makes your heart beat fast.
Yeah, I it's not funny, but I moved to LA, and within a year, I came home to visit probably maybe 8 months. And within that 8 months, I was almost unrecognizable because I lost so much weight and my eyes were bulging out of my head. And I was hyper. And my dad looked at me and goes, "You got Graves' disease. Go get it checked out." Sure enough. sure enough, I did. And
Your eyes were probably the giveaway there.
Yeah, they were. And my mom had gone through something sort of like it, so he sort of knew. And they killed my thyroid. Now I just take a little blue pill every day.
You're so funny.
They gave me the, the radiation.
Well, it's so funny, though, because people come in my office and they, I take a little pink pill or I take a little blue pill, and they don't know what they're taking. And it's the doctor that makes it very difficult for me.
Well, it's level three.
I have to get my smartphone and try to pull up pictures to see what you're taking.
It's levothyroid. It's levothyroid is what it is. Yeah. So now, if we do find that we have these the arterial fibrillation, then you can treat us?
Atrial
fibrillation. Then you, how do you treat us? How do you treat us then?
Well, first thing you do is you come in and we get a EKG to go ahead and prove it. And then we look for treatable causes. But we usually are giving some sort of antiarrhythmic drug, something to go ahead and be the gatekeeper, so to speak, so your heart doesn't beat as fast. So if we can get your heart rate down to, say, 105, 110 with just some walking and walking around, we figure that's pretty good control. The danger is sometimes in treating those fast heart rates, we can cause too slow of a heart rate. So in those cases, we put a pacemaker in so the heart can't go too slow.
Gotcha.
While we treat those fast heart rates.
So... And there's some really great articles, folks. If you want to find out more about this, you can go right to the website. Just type in Alpine Cardiology and find out about surgical procedures of AFib, non-surgical, the medications, the treatment, and the key is their prevention.
Absolutely. I know a lot of my patients laugh at me when I talk about their sleep apnea, but treating that is very much linked to AFib.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes we have to go ahead and put people on a blood thinner so that we can prevent strokes,
Right.
Besides just using the medications to treat the rate.
Dr. Bobish, anything else you want to put out there or anything else on this topic or anything else you want to put up there before we let you get back to your patients?
Well, I want to go ahead and talk about my staff. My staff is phenomenal. Of course, Rebecca Ulrich, known as Becky, she's my practice manager. You can go to her with anything. Misty, who's who everyone will see when they get put into a room. She gets some history and does all of our EKGs and vitals. And then Kelly usually is answering our phone, and she will greet you when you come on in. She'll schedule your new appointments and or any kind of testing that needs to be done. I can't do this without them.
Yes, must surround yourself with greatness, that's for sure. Sounds like you have.
I have. I'm very happy with my staff.
And you can meet the staff right there. It's in Gaylord, right in the heart of Gaylord, East Mitchell Street. Beautiful renovated building there, historical. And, of course, board-certified cardiologist Christine Bobish. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Ah, yes. Yeah, feel your pulse, folks. Any questions? Again, go to the website, too. A very helpful website, and it's got all the contact info. And we're lucky to have Dr. Bobish in Gaylord with Eagle 101.5.